video and comment on it. Revelation chapter 14. Revelation chapter 14. Everybody, some still praying, some are getting your seat. Yep, just a higher veil. Get the low off, please. Amen. Revelation chapter 14. With me back at chapter 17 just a second. I'm sorry, chapter 17 just a second. Is it true? Is it still true? This stuff we're singing about tonight. Does it really, really, honest to goodness, still work in 1995? Is it the answer for this crowd of teenagers here? There's never been a generation seeing what these kids are seeing here tonight.
Yeah, that's right.
One reason why we put so much work into these services is because we're dealing with a new generation, buddy. They are out of touch with what goes on at the house of God.
Yeah.
They are out of touch. You go out and talk to them, God, and they look at you like you're crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm going to show you how bad it's going to be during the tribulation. Revelation 17:14. Revelation 17:14, during the tribulation, the Bible said, "These shall make war with the Lamb." These shall make war with the Lamb. The people that I just read to you about hate the Lamb of God enough to make war with Him.
Yes, sir.
Preacher, how close are we to that time? I want to preach to you just a few minutes on the subject, the blood is still there.
Yeah.
Does it still work? Is there still a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins?
Yeah.
Teenagers and mamas and daddies and young people and foreigners and those that come from near and far plunge beneath that flood still can lose all their guilty stains.
Yeah.
If that's true tonight, the devil hates the blood of Jesus worse than anything in this world. If the devil hates anything, it's Jesus Christ on the cross and the blood of the Son of God. According to the Bible tonight, the only way we can have peace with God is through that blood. You can't go to church enough to make peace with God. You can't do a good of deeds to make peace with God. You must trust the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said in Colossians 1:14, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our sins. Is it still happening? Does it still work? Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say you something this evening. Way back down yonder in Egypt, in the Old Testament, there was a story that took place. And in this story that took place, God told His people that He was going to pass through the land of Egypt. And He said, Moses, I'm coming through the land of Egypt tonight. He said, Moses, when I come through the land of Egypt, He said, I'm going to kill the firstborn of every single family in the land of Egypt. He said, Moses, here's what I want you to do. He said, I want you to take you a lamb of the first year. He said, I want this lamb to be without blemish. And He said, I want you to put that lamb up to the 14th day of that first month. And He said, on that 15th day or that day that He appointed, He said, I want you to kill that lamb. Moses might have said, why, Lord? Why am I going to have to kill this lamb? And the Lord said, don't you worry about it now. You just do what I told you. And Moses said, yes, sir. And so Moses took the blood of the lamb. Then the Lord said, I want to take some hyssop, like a branch of a palm tree kind of. And He said, I want you to dip that branch in that blood said, on every house that believes in me and trusts me. He said, I want you to put it over the door. Rub some of it up there. Rub some of it over here. Rub some of it over here. And down there. In them four spots like that. Moses said, yes, sir. Now you remember, that was thousands of years before Jesus came.
Amen.
But God in His foreknowledge and God in His great wisdom knew exactly what it was going to take to redeem man from sin.
Amen.
And so He told Moses, He said, put that blood on the door. And so Moses had the children of Israel to get the lamb. They kept it up and they put it on the door. You know what that's a picture of. The blood overhead. The blood on both sides. The blood down here. A picture of Jesus one day put His hands out like this. On the hill called Golgotha. Put His feet down. They put nails through His hands and through His feet. They smacked the nails through His hands like this. And they beat Him till you can hardly tell what He looked like and nailed Him to a cross.
Amen.
God said, He said, this lamb's of blood of bulls and goats, it is not that they should take away sin. He said they can't do it. He said it just merely covered those sins. They're still there. It just covered them. But boy, I'm glad for that scripture in John chapter 1 and verse 29 when John the Baptist saw Him coming down their hill and He said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. He said that He said they've been covered so far, but thank God there's the one that'll take them away. Well, what happened back to Egypt that night, I don't really know. But I've heard preachers preach it and I've used my own imagination. And I can imagine one of those little boys looking at Daddy and saying, Daddy, why do we have to put that blood on the door? And Daddy said, because God said to, son. And the little boy said, Daddy, are you sure it's on the door? And Daddy said, yeah, it's on the door. And the little boy said, did you see it? And the daddy said, well, no, I didn't really see it, but I told my servant to put it on the door. And the little boy got scared and he said, Daddy, how do you know the blood's on our door? Go look. Go look to see if it's there. And Daddy would go outside, no doubt, out there in that weather. Hey, I don't know what it was back then. Step out on the front porch and look back and see the blood. And he'd come back and tell that little boy, he'd say, now, son, you ain't got a thing to worry about. He said, as long as God sees that blood, He says, you're going to be all right. The little boy said, Daddy, I'm worried. I've not been a very good boy. And Daddy said, I know it, son. None of us have. That's why God wanted us to put the blood on the door. Then when it might have come a rain or two. It might have come a hard wind storm. And the little boy, another little boy in another house said, Daddy, you go out there and see if that blood's still there. Daddy said, son, I believe it's still there. He said, Daddy, go look to see if it's still there. It might have washed off. Somebody might have got rid of it. It might have been gone. Daddy'd go out there and look. Sure enough, there those red stains were still in that wood. He'd go back and say, son, you don't have to worry. The blood is still there. Question I want to ask you tonight. Here we are in 1995. We are living in a day when this book is being laughed at, ridiculed, like the world has never seen ever in history.
Yeah.
People, a lot of times people say, well, that old bloody religion was good for those parents back then and old grandmas and grandpas back in them old days. But here we are in the 90s and we have modern technology. And man, it's not, it's an old slaughterhouse religion. And a lot of people are worrying. A lot of people are wondering. A lot of people are saying, what if the world's right? What if we're wrong? I wonder, is the blood still able to save? Is the blood of Jesus still in heaven, not standing between us and the wrath of God Almighty? Is the blood still there? And the Father echoes back from heaven and says, son, you don't have to worry. He who said He offered to the eternal Spirit that blood to purge our conscience from dead works, sir, the living God. I'm glad to say to you tonight, the blood is still there. I'm getting ready to prove it. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to prove to you
that there's a devil and the blood is still there. Some of you be extremely shocked at what you're getting ready to see. But Satan is alive and well. He is obsessed with discrediting the blood of Jesus and the cross of Calvary.
Amen.
I'm going to read you something right quick. You don't believe how bad it is? I'm going to quote you some words to some popular rock and roll songs. Then I'm going to show you something. Listen to this. The Nazarene will fester in hell. Onslaught. Are we saved by the words of bastard saints? Skid Row. I deny Jesus Christ, the deceiver, merciful fate. Jesus Christ, snakes of Christ, Danzig. Gee, don't you get tired of turning tricks by Guns and Roses? Cursed Nazarene, do nothing, King. O infernal majesty, condemning to the pit. Cursed Nazarene, that's the name of that song. Deny resurrection, behead the Nazarene. Deicide. Mote it be, Satan's sword I have become. I burn with hate to rid the world of the Nazarene. This man says, I burn with hate to get rid of Jesus Christ off of this world.
Yeah.
Your Savior Jesus was lost when he was nailed to the cross. There is no truth to the Holy Cross. Sacred right. Jesus knows your soul cannot be saved. Crucify that's called Lord. Slayer. If Jesus saves, he better save himself. Jethro Tull. I am the Antichrist, Anarchy in the UK, by Rod Stewart. Jesus Christ, deny your maker, by Allison Haynes. Broken down Jesus with a taste for trash, the Jesus and Mary chain. The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost are just somebody's unholy hoax. Ecstasy. My head hurts, my feet stink, and I don't love Jesus. You don't think they hate him tonight? I hesitate greatly to do what I'm getting ready to do, but the Lord's laid this on my heart, and the only way that I know to expose the devil to show you what I'm getting ready to show you. We'll get the lights.
At 10, one of the machines introduced him to Satanism, and Sean was hooked. By the time he was in high school, Satanism dominated his life.
No more,
and illustrated it with satanic. And he drank his blood regularly.
I began to drink blood because it gave me a rush. It gave me a thrill. You know, it was like, wow, I'm drinking blood. You know. And then I began to like it. You know, the taste of it. I liked the taste of it. It was a very strange taste. I liked it.
His parents lived. On the night of March 6, 1986, dressed in black underwear and a black hooded cape, Sean tiptoed into his parents' bedroom as they slept, pulled out a .44 Magnum revolver, and shot them both in the head. Later, he went back to their room, looked at the dead bodies, and laughed.
He began. What's this man if you don't believe people are demon-possessed? If you don't believe they're hooked into the devil, look at that drummer. What's wrong with that man? You don't think that the Lord Jesus Christ nowadays? I'm going to show you the evangelist of hell.
And most importantly, the occult.
Drinking blood, puking blood. What's this?
32 a.m. Wednesday morning, a performance by the popular punk rock The Huns was cut short when police arrested the group's volatile lead singer, Phil Tolstead. Charged with inciting a riot, this incident becomes the latest in a young and sordid career that has featured not only the standard spewing forth of obscenities and hate, but has also included hot crucifixions and the ridicule of God in prayer.
See the man crucified there?
The gun.
Look at that. Somebody's steering me when I'm on stage. I'm possessed. You see that, young people? Here's what they're teaching young people, why they can't keep them in school.
Watch what they're trying to tell you, young people.
Bend in class.
We don't need no education. They're clones. You see that? Now I'm going to show you tonight how they absolutely hate the Lord Jesus Christ and how the devil is using music to destroy this generation. If you believe it, you will one of these days. The leader of communism said this: one quick way to destroy a society is through its music. Lenin. Brother, we're seeing a generation that hates God and despises the blood. Jimi Hendrix said when people go back to their natural state, you hypnotize them. And he said when you get them to the people at their weakest point, you can preach into their subconscious whatever you want to say to them. One night they were playing and the spirit entered into him. And it was him playing, but it was no longer him playing. Look at it, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the Satanic Bible, printed by Anton LaVey in 1969. Listen to him.
Find the gates of hell and come forth by these.
He's summoning the devil now in his power. You think it's just a joke? It's going all over. Look at what's going on in rock and roll. There's so many things happening now that are so blasphemous of the Nazarene, it's unreal. I dip my finger in the watery blood of your impotent Redeemer. And right over his thorn-torn brow, the Prince of Evil, the King of Slaves. That's what they think about the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. They said, I put my finger in it. Jesus died for those multitudes. He died for the thousands at the rock concerts. But they refused to listen to him. Look, as we move along this scene and listen to this.
Yes.
Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine.
Jesus.
Ain't that something? She said, he didn't die for me. The devil's lied to her.
Virtually every facet of his
life. Look at here. Killed for Christ.
Thick heart stone.
Look at Jesus now.
The sins belong to me.
The sins belong only to me. Look at this. I have the cruise or the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ just made a form of a Y there in mockery of the Son of God. Whoever is behind this age hates Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Look at Nina Hagin speaking to her little baby saying, God is your father.
Jefferson.
Ain't that something? Here's where it said Jesus could walk on water. There's the man that set the course of hell into America. Listen to him. He hated God.
Cartoon of a crucified Jesus.
He drew those pictures.
Years in Germany. Another biographer.
The Beatles hated God and hated the Lord Jesus Christ. He shot the nuns when he put a life-size effigy of Jesus on the cross, which John had fashioned and hung his window, and then he urinated on the Catholic nuns and pelted them with condoms.
In his song God, Lennon records his indifference to Christ.
Don't believe in Jesus.
Bases the Son of God by drawing.
Ain't that something? Why is it that one man that's hated? Is the blood still there? Will it still work in this generation? Look at that, folks. Reign of Evil. Iron Maiden. Does the same thing, coming through the church windows, the pentagrams, the wickedness, the devil, the darkness. Ozzy Osbourne, he said, somebody's got a hold of me with a crown of thorns, mocking the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I deny Jesus Christ, the deceiver. Why is it they're always singing about that one man? Why is it that they're only talking about that one? Here's the devil shooting Jesus right off with a slingshot. In mockery of the blessed Son of God. There's Jesus Christ shooting up drugs like a heroin addict. And the album's called Sex, Drugs, and Jesus Christ. That's where they had to cover the wickedness up. Look at here, teenage Jesus and the jerks. They hate it. There's a song, Crown of Thorns. There's a song, I Am the Lord Jesus. They hate him. Right? Does it still work? Will it still get the job done? Here's the Last Supper in mockery. It features a prostitute laying at the feet of the table there of the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ with the words blaspheme. There's the prostitute you can see. First snack, they call it, instead of the Lord's Supper. Hear that? They say this blood for you. They hate him. Will it still work? There's the devil. Throw the blood in the snow. Look, as we move along here, I want to show you something. You need to look at it.
Likewise.
Be real careful what you see here now as we go along.
The song's like the baby screams. The song, the blood.
I have a life.
By the blood of Christ.
By the blood of Christ.
Though it clouds my eyes.
Clouds my eyes. I can never stop.
That's a demon talking to that fella. He's paralyzed by the blood of Christ. Is it still there? Will it
blood,
still work?
There is no forgiveness.
Look at that tonight,
sin.
Ladies and gentlemen.
The blood spoken of here is that of the Lamb of God.
The blood
apart from
of
his
the
blood.
Son of God. He died for our sin. They hate him.
The
blood is still there.
Also
look at the mock crucifixions. They put on records, making fun of him. There's a group crown of thorns. There's one with a nail through his head into his hand. Ain't that something? There's one called bad seed, saying that the cross of Calvary is bad seed. How much more blasphemous can you get than calling the seed, the Word of God, bad seed? Look at it. How they just continually hate it.
What?
Our bodies melt together, baby. Post crucifixion and all that.
Ain't that something?
Self would have been.
Anton LaVey would be proud of that picture. Featuring the snake wrapped around the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray that Satan will give. Ain't that something? You think hell ain't opened up its gates, people? You think we're not living in a generation like this world's never seen? There's Buddha looking down on the cross. There's the cross amidst all the other religious symbols of the world, putting it down like just another one among many religions. What they're doing is low-rating the cross.
Yeah.
All in all religions are good. That's baloney, brother. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. Look what George Harrison did. See, that's where that stuff come from, the Beatles. Trying to make it all in all and one in all. Look at that blasphemy. There's one walking on the water and blaspheming to the God. See him look like he's Jesus and watch him try to touch him, the multitude. See that? That's a rock video, folks. They hate that blood. The watery blood of your impotent Redeemer. Why do you think the devil hates that blood so much? What does crucifix symbolize? Incompetence hanging on a tree, according to them. Why does the devil hate the blood? Why does the devil show like a demon trying to climb out, crawling over this cross with the word demon on it? Why do they put a mockery of their faces on the cross where the wounds of the Son of God were? Why do they put the nail? See that nail hammered? See that cross around the neck? See the cross around the neck? In blasphemy. See the cross?
Madonna's Like a Prayer is so wicked and vile, I couldn't even show it. Look what she says. She says she likes crucifixes because there's a naked man on it. Look here at her mocking her nail-pierced hands. That's Madonna. I want to show you that again as Billy Idol crucifies his girlfriend here in a rock video. Look at Madonna's hands. She's mocking the Son of God. Died on Calvary to save my soul from hell. Is the blood still there? They're obsessed with it. I'm just running through this quick. I'll be through in just a minute. Look at this.
Until one looks at their intent.
The cross, 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 no cross. We hate the cross. Get rid of the cross. They hate, look at our bad religion, Easter. Look how they made the mockery of the cross. They're obsessed with it. They can think of nothing else, some of them. They burn with lust to get rid of the man who died on Calvary's tree. Ozzy Osbourne has the upside down cross here. There's the upside down cross. There's the upside down cross. There's the man crucified upside down. That's the ultimate blasphemy designed by Johnny Rotten here on his shirt. There's a demon crucified on a cross. There's the nine satanic statements issue. And there's that satanic symbol on the Duran Duran album. See it? Ain't that something? Look at that. Blue Oyster Cult hates the Lord Jesus Christ. There's where it's found there in the satanic books. And that symbol pops up. All the fancy ladies, they could talk and talk. Listen to it as they begin
Glassy
to say
this. Glassy eye of your son Jehovah, I uplift a broad axe and split open this worm-eaten skull. Sure in mind when he
wrote. I lift an axe and split open Jehovah's skull.
Get up high, storm the gates of heaven, and look God right in the eye.
In the song, Dear God, by Ecstasy, guess...
I want you to look at this now. Here's a song I've shown you how a man hates the cross of Calvary. You see these people that are trusting in the cross getting their faith shook. I'm going to let you see it.
Your name is on the books in this book. That's crazy human code. You should take a look at all the people that you're in your image to believe in and talk it to. I know it is
that something? What he thinks of the cross. He says, I don't believe in.
I don't believe in. I won't believe in heaven, hell, no saints, no sins, no
cross. Watch him beat that cross.
The pearly gate, the pearly crown.
You're always letting those humans down. The wars you bring. See the people that are putting their faith in the cross? He's shaking their faith. He's knocking their foundation out from under them. He's telling them it's not worth trusting in. They're scared. Giving up. There's nothing to hold on to. There's one thing I don't believe
in. The alternative of it.
You see the people there? Trusting in the cross or made to look foolish. The eternal flame of power through the joy dwelleth within the flesh of the Satanist. They hate the cross. There's an album making fun of being born again with a baby demon. There's a difference. See how they just tore that guy? It looks like his tongue out. That tonight. See how they wrote that third line backwards? Can you read that backwards?
The last two lines were written out and sung backwards.
Ain't that something?
City of God, damn the name of God.
And they say it and read it backwards. Here's where it started years ago.
I'm a man, well, and
Dick Jagger.
the devil speaking through Mick Jagger. Listen.
I was round with Jesus Christ.
See a man get stabbed here.
Nice to meet you, baby. Hope you get the night. Hey.
What's the night?
Wait, always.
And the singer said, "We always had something strange happen when we sung that song." He said, "Pleased to meet you." That was the devil introducing himself.
When we start that number,
it turned to violence and hatred of the cross. Look how they do the church.
And the lie.
Ain't that something? They hate.
Unexplained. When I'm on the stage, I'm not in control of myself at all. I don't even know who I am. You know, I'd probably come close to killing you. I have come close to killing people that walked on the stage.
While the
ain't that something?
Business continues to
raw meat in his mouth, slinging it around. They'll throw raw meat out into the the crowd there, and the teenagers will fight over it, eating that red bloody meat. List of demons. Look at the dances. Somebody's in control, brother, and it ain't God. Something's happened to this generation. Is what we've been preaching, will it still work? Does God need to do something else? You reckon God needs to come up to with another plan? In the Bible. This thing's not new. Way back yonder in the Old Testament, in 1 Kings 18, it said they jumped and leaped about and screamed until the blood came out on them. The devil hates that blood. The devil hates that blood. But look here, ladies and gentlemen, what he says. There's this Night Stalker killer with a pentagram in his palm. Saying words of the rock song told him to kill those people. Look what Jim Morrison of the Doors said.
I killed somebody.
There's a killer on the road.
No.
His brain is squirming like a toad.
It's no big deal, you know. I don't think anybody will find out.
Take a long holiday.
Just, this guy gave me a ride and started doing a lot of trouble on us.
Something? What's it doing to us, young people?
The chamber. Put the barrel in my mouth. 6 to 1, I'm gonna make it. From 1 to 6, I'll step it out.
There's why teenagers are killing themselves.
Yeah!
People crazy, man. People's crazy. They don't know how to recognize it.
The only way out. Don't you know what
suicide's only way out, says Ozzy Osbourne. Is the blood still there?
There's a monk.
Look what Jerry Garcia said. Suddenly God is speaking to him. I hate to tell him, but it ain't God. George Michael said, "You don't need no Bible." But look here. You see that? That's the international symbol of the homosexual. This is a homosexual group showing a little boy, listen now, showing a little boy on their album, a sweet little innocent boy, and look here what they tell them. Savior
the
number
song
two.
Ends with, the kids need not worry when they're with me. Oh, drop your Bibles, kids, and gather round for Savior number two.
Watch it, here it goes
with
again.
Me. Oh, drop your Bibles, kids, and gather round for Savior number two.
They say in their Savior number two, they're saying, oh, Jesus Christ was popular in your day, but the homosexuals are going to save you today. Listen, Is the blood of Jesus Christ still in? Listen, there's over 1,500 people here tonight. I don't know what kind of sin you may be in. I don't know what kind of lie. You may listen to Melissa Etheridge. She's a big liar. She's a lesbian liar. She's trying to tell you she's up with women and come to my window and all that kind of stuff. But I want to tell you, young people, you've got a choice to make. Will the blood of Jesus Christ still cleanse you from your sins? Will it work? Will it work? Can you get peace with God tonight? Did a Jew die on the cross 2,000 years ago? Can it still affect your life? Let's finish this up. We've been waiting 2,000 years for you to come again.
Another
simple... Ain't that something? They say, we've been waiting 2,000 years on you to come, and you ain't never come yet. That is the satanic symbol of up with the devil and down with God. See it? Over. Look at that picture there. See the devil's hand here reaching up? The nail-scarred hand of Jesus. Which one are you going to take, kids? Boy, that's a good picture for you teenagers to look at tonight. Which one are you going to grab, man? Let me ask all you on the front row. Let me ask you back there. Let me ask you kids from up north. You say, oh, these crazy people. I think that boy's crazy quitting racing. That girl quitting cheerleading. Let me ask you which one of them hands you're holding on to. Hey, down they sung a while ago said, but through it all, I'm still clinging to that promise. For every cross, there is a crown. I don't know about you tonight. I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit, but I've been waiting for weeks to do this, and I'm about to bust, man. I'm telling you what, I've made up my mind to put my hand in the nail-scarred hand. King below, live in hate than to live in heaven. You'd rather live in heaven or hate? Look at that, man. Look at that. What do you think about that?
Our next...
Which one you gonna live for? Will it still work? There's a war going on.
Yeah.
He shall make war the Lamb. I'm glad to say that verse over there said, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Yeah. Woo! Look at there where a man got demon possessed. The demons chased him out of the streets. They spilled out. They said something took over while they were singing. You see that? Here's one saying, Antichristo, Antichristo, I am the Antichrist. Listen to this pitiful sound. See, here the girl's possessed singing like that, man. Your worst enemy is God. Look at that drinking that chicken's blood in the voodoo ceremonies. Look at that. The power came down. They were looking into the eyes of the drunkard. They began to glow like ruby lasers. You know who this is talking about? He leaped through a bonfire and he was surrounded by flames but unharmed. Guess who this is talking about, friends? One of your old popular rock singers. Him. He's possessed. There's these movies. Jim Morrison said that a soul's ghost leaped into his soul and they're still there.
Subscription to the resurrection.
He said, cancel my subscription to the resurrection. But looky here as we begin to close. Ladies. Backwards. Backwards.
I'm gonna burn your soul.
Backwards. There, the group Danzig, one of the most openly satanic groups in America. I'm going to show you something and then show you something else by them and I'm through. A few teenagers
If you only realized how important it was what happened on that old rugged cross. 3 days he laid in the grave. Snoop Doggy Dog's coming here. He changes into a dog like I was talking about a while ago. Watch him change into a dog like an animal. See, that's no accident, people. That's no accident. The video shows him being shot and killed. And I want you to watch this now. I want you to watch this real carefully. About another minute and I'll be through. 1 minute. Now notice he sees demons coming in to get him.
I can't die, my boo-boo's about to have my baby. I think it's too late praying. Hold up, her voice broke, kill me, and it slowly started saying.
He said, I think it's too late for praying. Dear God, can you save me? Then the devil materializes into his room, and I want you to watch the blasphemy as the devil changes into Jesus and back into the devil.
My eyes are closed.
See that?
I'm fresh up.
What do you think about that? Watch him suck it in through pot, through marijuana. Watch. That's where the devil gets in you, through smoking pot. Watch Dr. Dre on the throne in hell after he died in a car wreck.
Mind of a maniac, doomed to be a killer since I came out the news. Karen is hit.
He's in hell.
Killer. They call me Dada.
See the demons taking over. I'm going to show you this. That's all right, young baby. You just let God deal with your heart. That's all right. Amen. Thank God. That's why we're here.
Yeah.
You say, well, turn me up, buddy. But it's time we got tore up.
Amen.
You can't even get God's people to prayer meet. You can't get God's people to fast. You can't get someone to come to church on Wednesday night. Lord, help, man. They're out there serving the devil 7 days a week. We didn't put all this work into this youth rally just to have a crowd. We believe that God wants to change somebody's life forever. All right, here it goes, and we're through. The group Danzig. First thing you'll see is a demon appear as they sing. Shocking thing I've ever seen. I can't show you but just a second of it because it's so wicked. I didn't even watch all this video. We already got some coming to pray tonight, and that's fine. You just listen here. Watch this. Walk in the Son of God! Walk in the Son of God! Watch the wicked woman come at you to make love to it. What's the right eye on the dick being bad? How'd they know that's in the Bible? Watch this, folks. Watch this. You think you ain't... Look at that bad right eye. The girl trying to make love to him on the cross. Parkers, you come on. Give me just a little bit of light. A little bit of light tonight. I'm telling you, is the blood still there? Can it still clean the life of a young person? Will it still work? We're doing things a little bit different tonight. This is an invitation, but if you want to come, you help yourself. Is the blood still there? Will it still work? All you boys move and make them room. Some of you on the front row, just move back and make them room. Sit down on the floor and just make them room. Go ahead, folks. Let's pan up just a little. Here we go. Here we go.
and sin in the garden, that sin Jehovah would not condone, and the blood shed by animals could not forever my sin atone.
Oh, Lord.
But the Son had compassion, and he said, Father, I'll be your lamb. And once again, blood was shed as the soldiers nailed his hand.
It's been 3 days since heaven washed their breath of glory down.
Sins of all those rock singers and all those drunks and harlots.
Reach down and touch the heart of an 8-year-old girl. I thank God every day that he saved me. Young people, people's going to tell you that you have to be out here in the world doing something to mess up and not let God use you, but that's not who. My brother was 12 years old. God called him to preach. And I allowed myself to get real bitter in my heart. I thought, God, I want you to use me in something dynamic. And if you're not going to use me in some dynamic fashion, then I won't let you use me at all. And from the time I was 13 years old until my senior year of high school, I sit by. I went to church. I never was out of church. I went to church. I sit there every Sunday, every Wednesday, all time during revival. But my heart just as hard as a rock. And I was sitting in the bathtub one night. And God spoke to me and told me that there was something wrong in my life. And I thought, Lord, it can't be that I'm not saved because I can remember being saved. But when I was 17 years old, Daddy was preaching at the youth camp. And he was preaching on let God use you. And I went out to the altar. And I said, God, I've not done anything wrong. I've never drunk a drop of liquor. I've never smoked a cigarette. I've never used bad language. God told me, he said, Donna, the way your heart is right now, you're just as bad as all those people that have. And I said, God, I don't care. I don't care if everybody in school knows who I am. I don't care if everybody in school. I don't care if everybody in the world knows who I am. If you'll just do something for me. Because I was miserable. And I prayed that without my daddy, I knew that God dedicated my life to God when I was 17 years old. And I heard my daddy preach all my life about, and other preachers about, people having the Holy Ghost and people, the Holy Ghost getting on them and letting them shout. I thought, well, Lord, that'll never happen to me. People think I'm crazy. I thought, well, if you get the Holy Ghost, that means you have to run around and shout like I've seen my mom and seen my grandma do. But I thought, Lord, in my heart, I have to have what they had. I have to have what my grandma had to make her shout behind the stove and throw the biscuits on the sink. I have to have what makes my grandma shout, what makes my mama shout, makes her sing with the power of God on her. And I was standing up one night singing. My pastor was preaching a revival down in Hickory. And I thought, Lord, if you don't touch me, I'll never be able to do anything for you again. And I begged and I pleaded, and God said, just hold on. And I said, well, God, I want it now. And he said, just hold on. And they called us up to sing, mainly up to sing. And we started singing, The Blood Will Never Lose Its Power. And I didn't run around and shout and squeal and throw my hands, but there's something hit me. Run from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. I ain't never felt nothing like that in my life. I ain't never been able to get over it. Just the fact that that same God sit out and dance, wrote all the planets and the stars and the world and started them spinning. That same God that parted the Red Sea took time out of his schedule to look down on a little girl in Marion, North Carolina, and say, I'm not doing this because I have to, but I'm doing this because you're mine. And of all the people out of the world that he could have picked, he picked me. I made may never be able to stand and sing. I know what I have is a gift of God. The doctor told my mom and daddy that if I lived through the night when I was born, I'd never have a year old. And I like to thank God not saying anything for me, and to thank God that I graduated in the top 10% of my class.
Yeah.
When I was young, I had problems with my throat. The doctor told Mom and Daddy, said, Reverend Grant, you'll never, said, I don't know about your other kids that you may have, but this little girl right here won't ever be able to talk above a whisper. She won't ever be able to sing. She won't ever be able to do anything. And I thank God He's given me what I have.
Amen.
I'm so ashamed that I wasted so much time. I wasn't out living the devil and partying and getting high, but I wasted so much time where I could have touched somebody, or I could have helped somebody that I didn't allow God to use me. I'd like to ask for you all to pray for me, that I may do what God wants for me to do. I don't know what that is yet exactly, but I just hope God will use me in some way.
All right, now, if you need to come tonight while they sing this song, you come. You need to get out of your seat, walk down here's altar, get your heart right with God. That's what we're doing right now. All right, this is your invitation. If you need to move, do it right now. Will it still work?
Come on, just get up and come. Come in your heart. Just get down in the aisle. I'm making that choice tonight. I'm hitting my knees. Come on, come on, just get up and come.
being saved tonight? You've seen them up here tonight to show you there's a war going on in your soul. The devil's trying to steal your soul, kid. You better make that choice and make it right. You got a choice to make this evening. Glad I made it when I was a teenager.